South Central Calhoun Wrestling ranked number 9 by IA Wrestle coming into the year. A host of individuals ranked as well. And joining us here to talk about the 2021-2022 season is head coach Lance Schultz. And coach, always good to catch up with you. I tell you what, looking forward to this season. It should be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm too, and thanks for all your coverage and letting us get some info out on these kids before the season starts, and for people to kind of look forward to seeing on the mat and you know, everything else you do and getting the scores out and all that stuff. So I appreciate everything you do as well.
Absolutely, Coach. We were talking before we interviewed here today, ranked number 9. I think you said you're ranked 17th in the dual rankings that just came out earlier today. How does that fit where this team's at right now, do you think?
I think we've got potential, you know, and that's and pretty much every year we do, and it just kind of depends where kids fit in and, you know, and where some other kids are out in the state in different weights. And you know, I think we've, for the state tournament, you know, being ranked 9th there in the top 10, and I think that's just something that shows what those kids did last year and what's coming back and what they can do. You know, we got an opportunity to get, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys on the medal stand and a couple guys in the finals, hopefully, and, you know, have a chance to walk away with some state individual titles. And, you know, if you can get some guys to get up that high, then, you know, you're going to be up in that top 10 point-wise. And, you know, it'd be nice to have a chance to shoot for one of those trophies, too, you know. And, again, it'll depend on where some of these guys end up and how their seasons go.
How has all of that gone? Everybody pretty close to the weight class you want them and need them at, or is there still some wiggle room that needs to be made there?
There'll be a little wiggle room. You know, Jay will be up at 220. There's really no moving around with that. And you know, but some of our guys in the middle weights, we're not quite sure yet where we're going to end up. And they're kind of hovering in between weight classes. And I'm not real big on kids cutting a lot of weight. So, you know, it'll be one of those decisions that's best for the individual and what helps the team a little bit. But yeah, if we can keep from cutting all that weight and things like that, that'd be great. But again, we do have an opportunity that we can kind of move things around if we need to.
Coach, does this lineup look like it's going to be pretty balanced all the way through with strength, or do you feel like you're going to be stronger middle weights, upper weights, lower weights?
I think right now we'll probably be stronger in the middle and a little bit in the upper. We'll be young in the lower weights. We do have a district qualifier back in Justin Rolfing, who's ranked right now down at 106, 113, and it'll be nice to start meets out with him. And then we'll get a little young, you know, in those lower weights, and then we'll kind of get into our returning guys and, you know, around 32, 38, you know, and we're pretty salty up until about 170, 182. And we're always a little bit thin at that 82, 95, and we tend to get every year we seem to get one or two football players to come out when they're juniors and seniors and kind of lost a couple years in there. But they usually come in by the end of the season. They're doing some great things for us. And then end with Jay Sword at our heavyweight. So, you know, it kind of bounces up and down a little bit. And I think if our youth, you know, mature quick and things, we should have a pretty good season.
28 kids, I think you told me, out. Really happy with those numbers?
I am, you know, and there's some injuries and things in there, too, that we're dealing with. And you know, it's good to have some depth, you know, and the thing about depth is it's going to give us some competition, you know, every day in the room and every week for a spot. And that's kind of what you need to get better, is those guys pushing you in the room. And, you know, it is also kind of nice that some of our higher strength areas, guys that are ranked, you know, have guys around them that are ranked as well that they can work out with in the practice room to get themselves better too, and just keep improving. But I think you may not see the same lineup from us every single meet. It may be somebody different that steps in and gets a little better, and they're pushing each other, and that's kind of what we want to see in the room.
Coach, you mentioned maybe some guys on the podium, maybe even some state championship contenders. Jaden Sword, one of those guys probably. Blake McAllister, Kevin King, two of those other guys that have that chance.
Yeah, I think, you know, Justin Rolfing's ranked right now, but I think, you know, if he can get down to 106 and keep it down there and be healthy down there, I think he's got a real good shot at doing some things for us. And, you know, we've got some freshmen last year that are sophomores this year that really turned some heads. Zach Trott and Brock Natras really did some nice things for us last year, and I know they're pretty hungry to get to that state tournament. You know, Zach got the districts and wrestled the eventual state champion from Logan Magnolia they just scrambled and moved around that whole first period, and you couldn't really tell who was going to end up on top. And, you know, experience came through, and he got beat, and the kid ended up winning the state tournament. And, you know, Zach got a nice compliment from him after. He goes, there's not a lot of guys that can scrap with me like that, you know, and here's a freshman doing it. So we're looking forward. He's got a great attitude right now, and he really wants to get down to Des Moines. And, you know, he's kind of getting a surprise here or there, you know, somebody that like Justin last year that really came on and had a great season and just about made the state tournament. So, you know, we're hoping for a couple guys like that to step forward too.
What's been the focus here as practice is really just getting underway for you guys?
Just basics. You know, I wrestled in college, and I always tell the kids that, you know, we start with stance, and we work a lot with stance. And when I was in college, we'd spend about the first 3 weeks, and that's all we do for about a half hour. It's pretty boring, but it's very important. And so we just got to get the basics down. We got to get our conditioning in. You know, with football is a lot different conditioning than wrestling. So it's, you know, those are two important things because, you know, if you got a team that you want to have a chance to possibly get to regional duels and state duels and things like that, it you know, it's so based on rankings and how you do throughout the season that, boy, you better be ready to go right away because you have a hiccup early and it could affect you for the whole rest of the year, especially down there for seeds and things at regionals. So, you know, we're going to have to get ourselves ready to go, get our guys to where we need them to be and get in shape and just get that base under us and keep improving every day.
Did the guys get a chance this summer to do some wrestling and maybe get into some different kind of tournaments and stuff to kind of stay in that wrestling shape, even though they had to get through football season to be able to, before you could work with them?
Right. Yeah, they have a weightlifting program, which is great, and you know, they keep getting stronger that way. And then we open up the room, you know, whenever we can, and you know, usually had a Sunday that we would do it. And, you know, we don't push that real hard because it's, you know, obviously it helps, you know, but it's something that I've seen in the past that kind of drives some kids away too. You know, and we've had some kids go to different, Coon Rapids had a clinic or camp they had. We had some kids go down there, some kids go over to Jefferson, you know, kind of things on their own a little bit. There wasn't anything in particular we did as a team, but we had a pretty good group of guys that came in throughout the summer and got to work out at least once or twice a week and improve their skills that way.
You mentioned it may not be the same lineup, guys moving around, different people in there. It sounds like this team's going to be fairly deep.
In some places we will, yeah. I think we've got a group of freshmen in those lower weights that are going to battle each other. We've got some girls, you know, returning that have good experience that don't shy away from wrestling with guys, and they're going to push those guys too. And, you know, we like I said, we've got Brock and Zach are kind of the same weight, and we've got Kevin and Blake about the same weight. And then again, we've got some weights in between there that there's some freshmen and some returning guys that are going to get pushed by those freshmen. And yeah, it's you know, it's nice to have a little bit of depth. We're, like I said, we're a little thin in the upper, you know, up, just below 220, about the 195, 182. But we've got some guys that may have to move up, you know, give up a little bit of weight, but they'll be willing to go in there and do something for the team. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think, especially as the freshmen improve and learn and things, and how much they're going to push these returning letter winners.
Any concerns for you coming into the year with this team?
You know, it's always a concern when you get somebody hurt. You know, and last year we came and had the injury bug coming into the season where we didn't have two state qualifiers. That, you know, it's two state place winners. Let me take that back. That wasn't in our lineup until maybe just before Christmas or after Christmas break. And, you know, so that hurt us. And we don't have that coming in right now. We've got a returning guy, Waylon Gemberling, that's got to deal with his knee that we're not sure how long he's going to be out. So that'll hurt us a little bit up on those upper weights. He'd be a heavyweight for us. And, you know, so last year we dealt with that. This year we don't have it right now, and hopefully we can keep that away. And that would be a concern for me right now. And you know, again, you know, there's going to be some weights where some guys are going to maybe have to make some sacrifices, go a little lower, a little higher, whatever it might be. And we usually, you know, have a pretty good outcome with that too, that kids really want to do what's best for the team. And we stress that quite often here. And, you know, the season's about the team and the end of the year is about the individual. And as long as we each get better, we're going to, you know, make each other better. And that's the thing in our room. And we try to get that in their heads early that, you know, if my partner's getting better, he's making me better because I got to get better to still compete with him. So, you know, that just makes the team better. So that's kind of our philosophy here. And you know, as far as a concern, that, you know, injuries are always a big concern. That'd probably be the only thing right now.
Coach, you mentioned earlier that you had some girls that won't shy away from wrestling the boys this year. What's the girls look like for you this year? How many do you have out?
Well, we've got four, and, you know, we've got three that are returning, Evelyn Kramer, Scott Rolfs, and Delaney Westcott. Delaney's a junior, and the other two girls are sophomores. And, you know, Delaney's been to the state girls tournament 2 years now and has won a couple matches, you know, two or three matches down there and done a great job. And she's a little bit lower weight this year than she's been in the past, so I think she's pretty hungry to get back there and maybe have a chance to get a medal. Evelyn was ranked or seeded, I guess, number eight, you know, picked to get a medal going into the state girls state tournament last year, won a match and then lost a couple. And Scout also won a match and lost a couple. So they all have won some matches there. They've also done some varsity stuff for us at times and done a great job stepping in there and giving everything they've got. So we've got them. Maya Davis is another one, a freshman coming in that I think towards the end of the year is going to do some good things in that girls division. She's just kind of learning right now, but from what I've seen, she's doing a great job. And those four girls are really going to, you know, I think if they keep improving and keep working and stuff, I think hopefully all of them, you know, they'll have a chance to get a medal down at the girls' state tournament.
Will you guys be able to get some girls-only matches and meets this season?
We will, yeah. There's quite a few tournaments out there. A lot of the JV tournaments for boys now have a girls' division, and you know, we're going to send them to wherever we can to get those matches. And, you know, a nice thing last year was those girls all had over 20 matches against girls last year. And I think you're going to probably, we'll hopefully see more than that this year. You know, so that's the thing that we're looking at. I know Audubon's trying to make their JV tournament that first weekend into a girls division in Oakland Riverside. And we'll do some traveling too. We'll go over to MOC and Fort Dodge has one, Ogden. So we'll try to get them as many matches as we can.
Twin Lakes Conference, you guys have been, you know, kind of the hoss in that conference for quite some time. Not that there's other teams that haven't been right there with you, but what's the conference look like? You got a chance to get that title this year?
Well, I hope so. It's been a while. I think 2016 was the last time we won it, but we had won it. I think we've been together, you know, as South Central Calhoun 12 years, and I think we won it five out of those 12, but we've been second or third every year, you know, besides that, and
yep.
We've just been close. I mean, last year I think we were within 3 points of winning the title at the conference tournament, and so we're there. We just need to make that little 5-point jump is what we need. And, you know, right now Emmitsburg came in, you know, I believe 3 or 4 years ago, and they've been on the top. They had 1 year that they weren't, but the last couple of years they've been on top, and I expect them to have another strong squad. Southeast Valley has had a great team last couple of years, and they're very senior dominated this year. They got a lot of seniors, and you know, I expect them to have another good team too. I know they're in the state football finals tomorrow, so that might set them back just a little bit, but I expect them to be very competitive. Manson's always got some great kids. I see Pocahontas to have a decent team. East Sac's been on the rise. I tell you, a team that probably surprises some people, or should, that doesn't surprise me, is Sioux Central. They've got some very quality kids right now. It just seems like they can't quite put it together. Every single night they go out, they got a couple guys out here or there, and I think if they ever get a string of nights where they put every single kid they have out on the mat, they're going to be a very impressive team. You know, Altaria's always got some decent individuals, and West Bend Mallard, and every team in our conference, I tell you, it's probably been the most balanced I've seen it for quite a while, and it's just something where you can't take a night off. It's not going to be an easy duel or easy match or whatever it might be like it maybe used to be, and you know, so you need to be ready every night. And I think I saw that, you know, we saw that last year where some of the lower-end teams at the beginning of the season were beating some of the higher-end teams, and it wasn't because it was, you know, they had a bunch of guys out. It was, you know, it was just everybody's that close, you know, and every duel is within 10, 12 points, and I don't see that to be any different. And, you know, we need to be ready to go every night, and hopefully things will work out for us.
Coach, any changes to the schedule this year, or is the schedule similar to what it's been in the past, and what do you think of the schedule?
You know, it's pretty close to what it's been. Last year was a little different because of the COVID thing, and we got to wrestle some teams that we normally didn't get to, and I think that was, you know, some of the fact that some teams didn't go to tournaments or some tournaments didn't happen, and kind of opened up their schedules to go to different places, and I hope some of those stay the way they are as far as what I see right now. I think that's what, you know, Woodbury Central has never been in the Manson tournament, which is the first tournament we go to, and Woodbury and us have kind of battled back and forth for the last, you know, 12, 15 years, and it's been pretty, it's not one-sided, it's pretty even, and usually in Northwest Iowa area, we're usually one of the top two schools in that area year in and year out, and it's good for us to get together, and usually it's a duel after Christmas break, and actually last year, you know, we were 26-6, and four of our losses were to bigger schools, 2A and 3A schools, and our only two losses in 1A were to Woodbury Central, and one was to go to state duels, and they ended up getting fourth there. But they were at Manson last year. I'm hoping they're back again. I haven't heard yet, but, you know, it's great to see a team like that in the first tournament of the year that, you know, kind of get you going a little bit. You know, MLC, Floyd Valley, I think I mentioned them, but we're going to duel with them in Maple Valley and Cherokee, something we've never really done before, and that's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and it just so happens this year we got to go to Orange City, which is quite a drive, but I like to see that different competition. We don't usually see teams like that, and MLC usually has a very good program there, and they're a large 2A school. You know, otherwise we stay with the Ridgeview and ESAC. We got our conference duels that we have. We're still at Maple Valley. We're still at the Ridgeview duels, the Coon Rapids tournament. I haven't heard. I know they were looking for some teams to get in there, and I hope they get some other teams in that tournament because I'd really want to stay there. You got our conference. We got a big Ida Grove tournament where we see Don Bosco and Solon, and you know, then we end up with our own dual tournament. So yeah, I like our schedule. I like the different teams that we wrestle. I think last year when I looked at it, we probably saw, I think it was 24 teams that were ranked either 1A, 2A, or 3A somewhere in our schedule. And I just love to see that competition. I, you know, losses aren't bad. You know, we don't like them, and I don't like to lose either. But you learn a lot from them, and it's okay. And it gets you ready for the end of the season. So if we want to reach some of our goals at the end, we need to see that competition throughout the season and learn from those things. And I think our schedule is going to give us the opportunity to do that.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a really fun season. I think you guys are going to have an outstanding year. Looking forward to getting a chance to cover you and the guys this year. Appreciate all your time here. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate all the time you put into this and the kids and the coverage you give us throughout the season. We're looking forward to a fun year, I don't know how many years I have left in me doing this, but, you know, if this is to be my last one, I think the kids that we have in this team are really going to do some great things, and look forward to a very fun season with these guys.
Well, Coach, I got at least 20 left, so that's what I'm expecting from you.
20? No.
Head Coach Lance Schultz again talking about the South Central Calhoun upcoming wrestling season.